One of the most common questions that I get asked is, what should I do next? An entrepreneur will come to me and say they want to launch a podcast or write a book or create a course or create a digital product of some sort. And they know some of the things that they need to be doing, but they don't know what order to do it in. And most importantly, they don't know what they don't know. And that fear causes them to reach outside themselves for answers, right? Because they don't know how to spend their limited time and energy to make sure that they're actually moving forward toward what they want without wasting resources. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I tell them in today's episode. We're going to dive into exactly what I would suggest if you're in this position and how to help you answer, what should I do next? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? So I'm going to start out today's episode with a little bit of a story. So I used to live next to a lake. Whenever I was living with my mom and dad, with my husband and my daughter for about 2.5 years, my parents lived on a lake. And when the seasons would change, when it would be, you know, significantly cooler in the evenings and warmer in the daytime, usually if you're changing from summer to fall or something like that, there would be lots of fog. And I hate driving in fog. I promise you this matters. Stick with me. So for those of you who may not know, the official definition of fog is a thick cloud of tiny water droplets suspended in the atmosphere at or near the Earth's surface, which obscures or restricts visibility to below 1 kilometer, which just basically means you can't see a damn thing, especially when you're operating a motor vehicle, which is why I hate driving in fog. I can't stand not being able to see where I'm going, especially when I am operating this giant chunk of metal going super fast down a roadway with my daughter in the back seat, right? So in order to get her to school in the mornings, I would have to get on a highway where the average speed was 65 miles an hour. That was the speed limit. And when there's fog, the speed limit is still 65 miles an hour, meaning that's still the speed that some people are going. I'll get off on tangents about people operating motor vehicles a different day. But the most important thing is you couldn't count on other people to slow down in the fog. So the entire way to school, I would be white-knuckling the steering wheel. My brain is trying to figure out why I can't see more than 50 feet in front of the car while going 45 miles an hour, hoping no one rear-ends me, while simultaneously squinting and determining if I see the taillights of any cars in front of me so I don't rear-end them. Oh yeah, and did I mention my daughter would ask me about 1,000 questions about why fog exists? And I would try to answer those while also still paying attention to all the different things, right? By the way, that's why I know the definition of fog, the official definition of fog, is because my daughter keeps asking me these questions, right? So all of this story to say, driving in fog stresses me out because I can't see where I'm going. Right? I don't know what's coming up. I don't know what obstacles are potentially in the way. And I can't see far enough ahead to be able to prepare or plan for them. The same is true of life and business. A lack of clarity on what the journey and the pathway looks like is going to lead you to stress and lack of confidence, and is going to cause you to slow down and sometimes stop altogether. Right? Told you I'd tie it up in a nice little bow for you. But I get it. When you are looking ahead at life or at business, especially right now in 2 years post initial COVID, you know, shutdown and everything like that, when we're all, I think, more aware and maybe a little scared of how much control we don't have over what's going on. And so it makes us a little bit scared to create a plan or to try to plan out our next steps, knowing that in the past 2 years, you've likely created a plan and it's got blown to bits because of unforeseen circumstances, things that you couldn't possibly prepare for. Am I right? So how do you continue to move forward? How do you then have the confidence and the clarity that you need in order to move forward despite all of those experiences throughout your entire life, but specifically over the last 2 years on the plans that you made that didn't actually end up happening that way, right? So I want to say this. It is possible for you to confidently take the necessary next steps to level up and to build the life and the business of your dreams, right? And it doesn't require everything to be perfect in order to do that. Okay? So here is what I tell those entrepreneurs that come to me and they're like, I want to do this next thing. What do I do? Right? How do I get there? I tell them to create an action plan. Now, before you turn this off, I'm not saying just create a plan for it. I am saying create a very specific action plan, okay? An action plan is going to give you the clarity, the direction, the structure, and the confidence that you need to move forward on your big goals, your business goals, your personal goals, all the different things, right? Simply put, your action plan is your roadmap to get from where you are to where you want to go, okay? Now, when we think about a roadmap, we think about a map. You know, we used to have like paper maps. Now it's all on our phone. But when we used to have these paper maps, it would show you the roadways. It would show you, you know, the different intersections and things like that. But it didn't show you things that might possibly pop up, like traffic jams or road construction, right? Nowadays, we're a little bit spoiled in that those things update automatically. But when you think about a traditional roadmap, it didn't have that, right? So when I'm saying we're going to create a roadmap, it's going to give you the direction that you need to get there and give you the steps that you need to take, the stops that you need to make along the way, the milestones you need to hit. But there is absolutely no way you're going to be able to predict everything that pops up, every flat tire, every, you know, bathroom stop, every time that you are going to have to do something in the moment and make a decision in the moment to keep moving forward, okay? That's not what I'm promising. What I am promising is that you will have a roadmap forward and the confidence to be able to pivot accordingly as you need to, okay? So this roadmap, as we're talking about this action plan, this roadmap outlines the steps that you need to take next in the distant future and those that you should just say no to. That's the power of an action plan. It not only tells you what you need to do next, but it also gives you a heads up as to the things that you're going to be needing to do in the future as well. And it gives you a way to say no to things that aren't aligned with those things, with where you're going. But I don't think creating just any action plan is going to help you. I highly recommend creating an action plan from a vision that you have, right? It needs to align with the vision that you have for your future. What is it that you're trying to create? What life, what business is it that you are trying to make for yourself? What's the dream? The values that you have, your strengths, all of those different things, right? By the way, if you aren't sure what your vision is for your business or for your life, I highly suggest listening to episode 63, which is all about figuring out what that vision is, right? So I share some really amazing things in there for you. Also, I actually teach this exact thing in my signature course, Productive AF. We start with your vision and then start creating action plans from that. All right, so let's talk about a little bit of where some of this stress comes from whenever you are creating this action plan and you have this vision and all of these different things, right? Because there are literally thousands of entrepreneurial gurus on my Instagram feed, and I'm sure on your Instagram feed or in your Google search results or wherever it is that you're looking at any given time, right? There is more than now than ever, there's a wealth of information, of strategies, of advice, and that leads to overwhelm. It starts to make you question, who can I trust? What should I be doing, right? There's so many things I could do. What should I be doing, right? And the question actually isn't even what should I do? It's what should I do first? Because what we want is to get the results with the least amount of time, energy, money, and other limited resources as possible, right? So sometimes we're told that it's building a funnel that's going to get us where we want to go, or creating a tiny offer, or starting a Facebook group, or using hashtags, or leveraging partner campaigns, or leaning into Pinterest, or TikTok, or creating reels, or any other number of strategies to fast track our success and to get us where we want to go faster and easier, right? And who doesn't want that? That's what we want. We want better results for less time, less energy. That's literally the definition of productivity, right? That's what we want. But the problem arises when you can't discern what it is that you want to do next, and you try to just do all the things, right? You're listening to all of these gurus and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go create a YouTube channel and I'm going to go start leveraging Pinterest, and I probably should be doing more on Instagram. I should be doing more stories. I need to be doing this. I need to be doing that, right? You try to do all the things. And you're not only ineffective because you've spread yourself so thin, but you end up burning yourself out by the must-dos, the to-dos, and the should-dos that others swear by. But a good action plan can actually keep you moving forward, even amidst the shiny objects and the distractions being thrown in your direction every single time you open your laptop or turn on your phone or start scrolling Instagram, right? By creating an action plan, it's actually going to create what I call a decision filter, so that you can better prioritize opportunities as they arise and stay on track towards your goals, rather than chasing a wild hair of an idea just because Susie Entrepreneur told you to. It helps you stay aligned with how you work, what works for you, and what is truly important to you. So then you know your next right steps. You'll start with your vision and goals, and then you're going to break down your goals into those strategies and daily habits so that you're making progress every single day, right? That's going to lead to you being more intentional, a lot happier, less stressed, less burned out, okay? By starting with the vision that you have and then creating an action plan based on that, it gives you a way to think about all of these different strategies and actions, right? Rather than starting with the strategies and actions and the things that other people are swearing by to get them to a specific place, you're actually going to start with what you know, what's important to you, what things you're actually good at, and how you want to work. And honestly, things that light you up. Not enough people are creating businesses, creating action plans, creating the strategies that they're actually excited to do. We think that we have to slog through it and struggle through it because in the end, the result's going to be worth it. Now, I will say, there is going to be things in business that you're going to end up having to push yourself to do. There is a difference between being uncomfortable and pushing yourself towards growth and doing something that you hate. Right? So, little side tangent there, but there is a big difference there, okay? Now, before I give you a little piece on how to create your action plan, I want to warn you about things that are going to come up. What challenges, what road speed bumps, not even roadblocks, what speed bumps are going to come up that are going to prevent you, could prevent you from moving forward. But my whole point of sharing it with you is that it doesn't stop you. You're prepared for it and you can continue to move forward. But these things are likely going to come up as you're creating an action plan. Just like I gave you in episode 63, a list of challenges whenever you're going to start sitting down to create your vision, I want to tell you, here are some of the things that are going to come up. Now, this is not an exhaustive list of everything that's possibly going to slow you down or try to stop you from moving forward on your big goals, on your big dreams, and on creating your action plan. Right? But I told you that the whole reason that I've created this podcast, the whole reason I create any content is to help give you a way forward so that you don't have to continue to make the same mistakes that I do. Or if you do, you can move through them quicker, right? That's the whole point of this. And so I want to share this with you because if you can be aware of this, then you can move through it more quickly and it doesn't have to slow you down or stop you. Okay? So here's what can potentially get in your way. The first thing is perfectionism. Now, I have had all sorts of relationships with this word, and it's probably because I used to identify as a perfectionist and I wore it as a badge of honor. And now I like cringe whenever anybody uses it because I know actually what it is. And it's just a socially acceptable form of procrastination. That's all perfectionism is. And the reason why is because we think by wearing a badge of perfectionism, it gives us a free pass to stay exactly where we are under the guise of high standards. We can't move forward because the plan isn't perfect or it's not finished or it's not thought through at all angles. But let me be totally honest about what perfectionism is, having been on both sides of it at this point. Perfectionism is a cop-out. Perfectionism is BS. And I say that with as much love as humanly possible. But if you know me, I come from a place of tough love. So if you are using perfectionism as a way to stop you from moving forward, it's still stopping you from moving forward. You're not any more self-righteous because it's under the guise of high standards. Okay? Let me give you a different perspective to consider. There's a difference between perfectionism and excellence. Perfectionism is an excuse. Excellence is the language of high standards. So if high standards is really what matters to you, then it's excellence that you're reaching for, not perfection. And by the way, you can't make anything better. You can't have high standards. You can't make something excellent if you never create it or dare to start. Okay? Another thing that's going to keep you from moving forward or potentially might come up whenever you're creating your action plan is inflexibility. Okay. So I'm going to say this with, again, as much love as humanly possible because I've been this person as well. You create a plan, things don't go according to plan, you get pissed off and you're like, why the hell would I plan anymore? Right? But when you know better, you do better, right? I used to think that the plan was meant to be written in stone. It's not. The plan is meant to give you direction, right? And so whether the inflexibility is coming from external sources or internal sources, you're going to need to pivot. You're going to need to be able to take in new information and make decisions on the fly, okay? Because you're creating an action plan, hopefully. Hopefully this podcast has not scared you away from making an action plan. But you're creating an action plan for yourself right now based on the information that you have and the experiences that you've had up to this point, right? And as you gather new information and experience new things, you are going to need to edit and alter the steps needed to get where you're going. Because an action plan is just an experiment designed. You think that this will work and you're going to do all of these things, but you also have to be intaking information and seeing how things are going, how those things are actually landing, and using that to determine what's actually working. It's like, what is the projected thing that's going to work and what actually works? Right? And what's really cool about being able to gather new information and experience new things as you're going through this is possibilities that previously weren't even on your radar can now become your reality, which is really cool. So maintaining flexibility, a willingness to pivot, and the ability to make decisions, make new decisions on the fly, is going to be necessary to ensure your success with creating an action plan, okay? The last thing that potentially could get in your way is analysis, paralysis, and indecision. Now, this can definitely tie back to perfectionism. It can even tie back to inflexibility, but it's worth its own bullet point, and here's why. You can get stuck in all the possibilities, but at a certain point, your research and you're mulling over the options is just procrastinating. And it means you're wasting time, which is your most valuable resource. So whenever we sit down to create an action plan at the end, the reason I know this is a speed bump is because I've experienced it. I will sit here and plan and plan and plan and plan. And man, I love making plans. I am really, really good at making plans. But if you never start enacting those plans, if you never say, okay, this is the plan for the next 6 months. This is the plan for the next 6 days. And I'm going to start taking action to implement that plan. Then your plan's not going to do you any good, right? So the most important thing here is do your due diligence. Make sure that your plan is a good one. But also be willing to move forward, to make a decision, right? Because the most successful people are making decisions quickly and then following through on them, executing on those things, implementing those things. And they aren't afraid to change course or their plan of action when the situation calls for it. Okay? So I know I've given you a lot in this particular episode, and it's just meant to scratch the surface of how to create an action plan, right? If you're ready to have a little bit of help to sidestep these challenges, to create an action plan so that you can move forward and to have a spacious schedule that supports you in actually taking those daily actions on your aligned action plan every single day without having to sacrifice your well-being, your health, family time, all of those different things, I want to invite you to book a free clarity call with me because you might just be ready for Productive AF. Now, Productive AF is my 4-month hybrid coaching program that is designed to help you save time so that you can grow your business, avoid burnout, and have more time freedom. And you can actually check out all about the program at erinhayworth.com/productiveAF. And you can book a free clarity call directly from that page. The free clarity call is just that, a free opportunity for you and I to see exactly where your business is, exactly where your goals are, and see if saving time, creating a spacious schedule, understanding all the different things to leverage your limited time and energy is going to help you get where you want to go faster and easier, okay? So head on over to erinhayworth.com/productiveAF to check that out. Now, I always like to end each episode with an action step that you can take right now to help you move forward and begin to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. It can be overwhelming to start with a 10-year, 1-year, or even a 6-month plan, which is why I help my Productive AF students create a 90-day plan. But you can create your own action plan here as well, and that's what I want to challenge you to do. Here's 3 very simple tips to get you started. Start with a small 1-month goal and reverse engineer it down to daily actions. It need not be a 90-day or a 6-month or a 10-year action plan to get where you want to go. Start small. So identify a 1-month goal for the next 30 days, right? And then figure out, okay, well, what are the steps that I need to take? Give yourself an opportunity to brainstorm and then start to select those different steps that you want to take and start putting dates to them. By just doing this, you're going to know what you need to do every day to stay on track with that 1 month goal. This is an opportunity to practice. Once you create your action plan, I want to challenge you to print it out and keep it where you can see it every day. And I don't mean print it out on your best paper to where you don't want to mark it up or anything. No, this is going to be a working document. So print it out, cross things out, change dates, whatever it is that you need to do. Make it a working document and get in the habit of reviewing it every single day whenever you sit down to work or whenever you sit down to start working on that particular action, right? And then I want to challenge you in these 30 days to practice pivoting. So remember, you need to be flexible. You need to take in information. So when you're creating this action plan, what checkpoints do you need to be able to use the information that you have? Maybe it's for the next 30 days, every week, you're going to say, okay, this is what I've done the week before. These are the results of it. How do I need to change, edit, alter my action plan to keep me moving forward? Treat this as an experiment and try to have some fun with it. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.erin.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.